This is your time. The time where you take risk. You take chances. Push everything aside that's telling you no. You have the possibility to shape your identity, to construct and build your life into the power you can achieve. Nothing here is stopping your progress except yourself. You're the only thing that's holding you back.
If you want to become successful in life, number one, you got to change your mindset. He said, you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. Develop your communication skills, because once you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are. I believe that all of us are born unique, but most of us die copies. You got to find out, what is it that turns you on? What resonates with you? One of the things that I realized and what allowed me to become successful as a speaker, the speaking industry has been hijacked by people who speak to sell, and it's okay to do that and make money. I speak to change lives because somebody spoke and change my life. So this is my passion. This is my drive. This is something that I feel in my heart. And so the key to that hunger-driven life is a heart-centered life. I didn't do what I'm doing for years because of my programming, because of the culture in which I was raised in. I would see other people with degrees and PhDs and MBAs and credentials I don't have, and I convinced myself I couldn't do it. But Mr. Washington, on that day, we became friends, and he taught me not only someone's opinion of you does not have to determine your reality, he said that you have to work on yourself, and you have to have an unstoppable attitude, and no excuse is acceptable, and you've got to make it a priority, a non-negotiable in your life, and hold a constant vision of what it is you want to achieve, see it accomplished, and go all out. Find a way to win in spite of the setbacks, in spite of the disappointments, in spite of your failures. I tell people, when I'm giving presentations, you will fail your way to success. I have a saying, is life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up.
Never let a situation or circumstance define your life, no matter what it may be. And understanding that you got something inside of you that's greater than a situation or a circumstance, but you have to constantly believe it, and not only believe it, you have to make decisions and choices every single day that put you a step forward toward what you believe your destiny is. In life, it's a lot of moments and it's a lot of people that change and impact your life, right? Like, I don't believe it's just one moment and you say, this one moment just changed my life. Even though that moment may have, but it's going to be another moment that's going to shape and change your life as well. Either somebody is in the midst of adversity or just came out of adversity, or it won't be long before they head into adversity. So you need to be prepared either way. And so we all go through adversity, opposition. I think that's the thing that makes us all in common as people, right? No matter if you're from London, Atlanta, Florida, California, New York, like, we're all going to go through something at some point or phase in our life, right? And as cliche as it sounds, when a quote says, it's never about what happens to you, it's about how you respond to it. That's very true. Right? But in the same sense, I think what's most important is, when we go through something, what's the perspective that we have of it, right? Because for most people, when you go through something, the person's natural perspective is, okay, what did I lose, right? What happened to me? Like, I took a loss, right? People never look at it and say, okay, man, tell me, what did you gain, right? Even though I know it hurt, you didn't want to go through it, but look at it in a way to where you can say, what's the lesson in this? Right? What would you say life is trying to teach you from dealing with this? And so when I went through it, my perspective was, okay, what can I extract from it to apply to other areas and aspects of my life that I feel can help other people? And I firmly believe the quicker you can shift your perspective from yourself to others when you're in the midst of adversity, the quicker you'll get through it, right? Martin Luther King has a quote that says, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing to help other people? Now, I'm not telling you to not acknowledge your pain. I'm not saying that. I'm not telling you not to say, man, I'm going through this and it's hard. I'm not saying that. I'm saying when you go through it, look at it, step back from the picture and say, okay, I'm dealing with this. 9 out of 10 times, it's somebody else that's either dealt with it or they're going to deal with something similar to this. And if I deal with it in the right way, I can use it to add value to lives of other people.
When you live a hard-centered life, deciding that you're going to live a life that will outlive you, you're going to live a life that counts, a life that will build a legacy and change the planet. You know, Horace Mann said, we should be ashamed to die until we've made some major contribution to humankind. Get to know yourself. That I believe that we're taught, be ye not conformed to this world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't live the life that has been given you. When you go for a walk with someone, something happens without being spoken. He said, either you adjust to their pace or they adjust to your pace. Whose pace have you adjusted to? And so the things that we pick up and we think that they're our choices, but they're the choices that we've been programmed by life to do. When we leave our homes in the morning, we're bombarded with over 6,000 advertising hits through Facebook, through Twitter, through Instagram, through television, through our phones and through our communities and through the computers. And so all of these things are impacting us every day. So if you don't have a program for your mind, then your mind is going to be programmed. You'll find yourself doing things that you did not know and that they affected you, that they, through marketing techniques and strategies, that they will create a thirst within you. You've got to have someone that can see something in you that you can't see, that can take you to a place within yourself that you can't go by yourself.
Stop overthinking everything so much. Realize that while you are trying to do a lot of things in your life at once and you are trying to be better than you were yesterday, also realize you don't have to try to do anything. You just have to do and you just have to be. And you have to understand the concept of, you're not actually really doing anything, you're being done. Each and every day is an opportunity to get something from the day rather than just going through the day. But there are a lot of things that we can't always control. We can't always control the temperature outside. We can't always control what the birds are doing or what the fish are doing or what the animals are doing. But we can control what we're doing. We can control who we're hanging out with. So in a sense, we can get some control over the anxiety that we have. And the way that we're going to gain control over those things is to think about some of the hurdles that we may have, some of the things that are blocking us from making quick action.
The reason that I think belief is important is because, like, when you're young or when you do something and you're a novice, right, and you start out doing it and you might think you can do something with it or you might not. You might do it and it's being driven by your passion. And then somebody comes along that's a little bit older or even more experienced and they can see it in a way that you can't see it, right? And so I think it's important with belief, because if a person believes in you in a way that you don't believe in yourself, you can rent that person's belief until you get strong enough to possess your own, right? And you use that person's belief to fuel you every single day, right? Because you can have a level of belief with what you're doing, but you can go back to a certain set of circumstances that tell you, nah, it's not gonna happen. And so you rent that person's belief until you get strong enough to possess your own.
Life is an adventure and it's going to be a challenge, and get ready because you're going to fail your way to success. You're going to get slapped around by life, and don't spend time complaining about it and telling everybody 80% don't care and 20% glad is you.